Hi, I'm Anurag Wag, and let's get on to Chapter 4, the product and its benefits. Now, what is a product? Why classification matters? A product is anything that is offered to a market to satisfy a want or need, goods, services, or ideas. It includes tangible plus intangible attributes that shape consumer expectations. Product classification helps planners refine marketing, pricing, demand forecasting, and innovation. Knowing how consumers buy different products improves the campaign relevance. It helps translate product features into meaningful consumer benefits. There are four main product classifications. Convenience products, bought frequently with minimal thought. Low effort, quick decision making, like a toothbrush, a toothpaste, the kind of mouthwash that you buy. Then there's shopping, informed purchase. Purchase less often involve comparison, require research on feature, price, alternatives. Example, watches, electronics. Specialty products. Unique, brand-driven, high consumer loyalty. Like a trimmer. There's a lot of people who choose to go out to the barber and get a shave or a trim. But when you're buying a trimmer, you know you're going to it because it's a specialty product because it is a unique buy. It'll be very brand driven and there's loyalty. Once I start with something like a trimmer, I want it to perform better than others so that it will kind of stay with me. It'll be something that I'll buy over and over again. Not replace it, but buy similar products from the same company. Now, the strong preference is important because there are limited substitutes to it. Then niche vehicles, luxury items, mandatory unsought goods. The purchase is out of necessity. It's not out of desire. Often, these are low involvement until needed. Example, insurance, emergency items. Insurance is like maybe once in a lifetime. Now, what is the planner's role here from features to benefits? The consumers, they buy the outcomes, not the features. Planners identify consumer need gaps and guide clients towards proper solutions. They convert product attributes to clear benefits and reason to believe. Ensure communication focuses on what the product does for the consumer, not just what it contains. For example, mere toothpaste mein namak hai. Now, toothpaste mein namak hai, but toothpaste mein namak, what does it do, right? It whitens your teeth, it strengthens your gums. So that is the outcome, not the feature. The consumer will buy for the outcome. Now, what this does, it forms a foundation of a strong creative brief and campaign strategy. What are product attributes? Attributes are the inherent characteristics that define a product. This helps consumers compare alternatives like size, color, features, warranty. This reflects the manufacturer's perspective, not necessarily consumer needs. Consumers evaluate the combinations of attributes when deciding to buy it or not. Attributes make the product distinct in a competitive market. The foundation of product design, innovation, and communication. Now let's look at this table. Now the attribute, this is, found. Now let's look at this table. Now these are the attributes. Who is the brand? What is the brand? What is the sub-brand? What is the container like? You can take a look at the Poland Spring 12 pack. This is by Nestle. What does it contain? Water. While the Cherry Coke contains carbonated beverage. And then you look at whether there is a sweetener in the water. It's not applicable for the Poland Spring, but it is for Cherry Coke and a Cherry Coke 12 pack can. The size and how much does it serve. So these are the values of the attributes. What are the types of products attributes? The tangible attributes, the physical characteristics such as weight, packaging, material and performance. The intangible are like, what is the reputation of Poland Springs versus Coke, Cherry Coke, what is the perceived quality? Cherry Coke will give me some taste, but the Poland Springs water bottle will quench my thirst. That is a more healthier option. Then what are the common attribute examples, like the 12 key ones? These are the ones. Product names, images, SKUs, pricing, barcode, category, brand product type variants, custom attributes like SEO fields critical in e-commerce, vertical versus horizontal attributes. Vertical attributes are what are universally preferred, more is better. Example, quality, speed, durability, etc. They help with the objective product differentiation. Now, what are horizontal attributes? They depend on individual tastes or lifestyles like preferences. Example, the color, the aesthetics, the flavor, the design. The consumers rarely choose based on a single attribute. They make trade-offs among several. Attributes listing for innovation. They are structured to create unique uses in R&D. They break the product into smaller components. They list attributes, material, design, etc. Explore alternate ways of changing or improving each attribute. They combine promising variations to generate new product ideas. And this leads to innovation by questioning why this way and what if we change it. Attribute listing for innovation. Steps. Identify the product, list all their elements, create a table to explore variations. Combine variants from new concepts. What is the role of the account planner here? To identify the consumer benefit needed or desire. What is the role of the account planner here? Identify the consumer benefit needed or desire. Communicate this clearly to the client so that research and development can design matching attributes. Understand how features translate into meaningful benefits. Ensure that communication is so that it highlights consumer relevant outcomes, not technical details. Bridges insight, product attribute, consumer benefit, creative brief. The key idea here is consumers buy the benefits, not the attributes. I'm coming back to your, you know, toothpaste mein namak hai. The planner's job is to convert one into the other. What are the product benefits? Benefits explain why a product's features matter to the customer. Two types, actual benefits, cost effectiveness, design, performance. Then there are perceived benefits. The image, the popularity, the reputation. Consumers, they buy solutions, not technical attributes. This benefits to highlight how the product improves life or solves a problem. Effective benefit communication reveals how customers may not or what they may not have been aware of. From attributes to benefits. Every attribute has a corresponding benefit, but it may not be immediately obvious. We have to start listing the product features, then translate them into consumer outcomes. The benefits here must be specific, meaningful, and relatable. Now, demonstration is something that is much better than description. You know, storytelling helps to see how the product fits into real life. This is where creativity comes into play. The example principle here is more megapixels. The example principle here is more megapixels, sharper photos, better memories captured. Means and chain. Gutman, 1982. Now, what is this? This is a framework to understand how consumers make choices. The attributes, which are physical attributes of the product, the functional benefits, what the product does for the user, emotional or value-based outcomes, what helps the user achieve. Like for example, we spoke about what the trimmer can do for me. A trimmer will basically, be there always. The emotional thing is that it's going to be at my home. I don't have to go out of the house for a trim. And what it helps me achieve is it helps me save time. It helps me save money every time I go to the barber. It also kind of puts me in a place where I can carry it with me if I'm traveling outside. So I have that emotional connect to it, but at the same time, it helps me achieve a lot of other things. This encourages planners to move beyond features and develop deeper emotions. That is so interesting. Like the planner's job here is so interesting because he's looking to plan the strategy for this certain trimmer from a certain company so that it becomes a part of my life. This forms the basis of benefit laddering and strong brand positioning. Let's look at the means and chain. At the bottom, we have the attributes, the tangible aspects, the benefits on top of that, the specific job that the attribute does for the consumer. For example, I want to take my example of the trimmer again. It has got a long-lasting battery. What job does it do? It lasts for longer so that I don't have to keep charging it over and over again. What is the psychological consequence of that? the psychological consequences that I feel that this is a dependable product. And then my emotional end to that is what? That yes, this trimmer is nice. Yeah, I carry it anywhere and whatever, whatever. I don't need to go to the barber every time. So that is a way the means end chain works. This is so interesting. Now, communicating benefits in a digital first world. Now, communicating benefits in a digital first world. Now, post pandemic, consumers started to evaluate products without touching them or trying them. Benefits must be conveyed clearly through digital experiences. You know, tools to bridge the sensory gap, the 3D product views, AR, VR try-ons, interactive videos and animation. Planners must ensure benefits feel tangible, credible, and easy to visualize online. The attribute versus benefit, the core difference. Attributes reside in the product, the benefits reside in the customer. Attributes, what the product has or is, benefits, what the product does for the consumer. The attributes can be concrete, reduced nicotine, ankle support, or performance for that matter, and like battery life again for the trimmer. But benefits are always like abstract. Like you don't know exactly, like even though it says longer battery life, you don't know in minutes or hours how long it is going to last. This kind of comes from the combination of attributes. And finally, the consumers ultimately buy the benefit and not the feature. Now, how attributes convert into benefits? Attribute could be in a car, is your car promises you to give 19 kilometers per liter. What is the benefit of that? The benefit is I do get 19 kilometers per liter in a car, but at the same time, it is a starting point for me to make a purchase. Multiple attributes together create a consumer relevant benefit. Example, airbags plus strong brakes plus body construction equals to which benefit? Which is safety. Now, there are some abstract attributes here, which is safety and performance. So they overlap closely, but they don't really give you a clear understanding of what the attribute is. The marketer's task here is to guide the consumer to connect the feature with the benefit and the value. Benefits only act as a solution to pain points, but not to technical descriptions. Now, why benefits sell better than features? This is mainly because your consumer is buying your benefit and not your features. We've discussed this before. Customers struggle to interpret features unless guided. Now, why benefits sell better than features? Customers struggle to interpret features unless guided. Now, everyone's brought an electronic here, whether it's a tab or a laptop or a phone. Now, when you look at the features of the laptop, it says that, okay, it's got so much RAM, it's got so much hard drive, it's got so much, graphics card. And if you're a gamer, you will kind of tend to look at the frame rates per second that comes out of that laptop. But you are not really a technical person to understand whether this is the best, how this feature is going to come in handy, right? You are going to find out what games can you play on your laptop because it's a strong gaming laptop, whether it plays this game on this FPS or that game on that FPS. So this is how customers struggle to interpret features unless they are guided. So the company that is selling you the laptop will have a strategy and they'll say that, okay, it is playing Cyberpunk 2077 at 65 FPS. That is where you'll make your purchase. Now, marketing often fails when it lists the features without explaining the meaning. Okay, exactly. Like I just said, that you're buying a laptop, it says it's got a Nvidia GeForce 8X or whatever. The marketing is that. But if it is not explaining to me that it can run Cyberpunk 2077 at 60 FPS, then there is no point for me. I will not understand that. What is the benefit answer? What problem will it solve for me? I will be able to play Cyberpunk 2077 on so and so FPS. Benefits can be functional. Like for example, clean clothes, stronger adhesion, or emotional confidence, joy, reassurance. Emotional benefits are especially powerful in driving purchase decisions. Let's look at features versus benefits in a graphical form. A feature is a statement about a product or service as to what it can do. Benefits is showing the end result of what the product or services can accomplish. Example, e-commerce site. Feature is secure, encrypted transactions. Okay, sounds very technical to me. Okay, I know that is safe. What is the benefit? The benefit is that I feel secure, that my information is secure, that they are 85% more likely, and I am 85% more likely that I use this site. Now, Using attributes and benefits in positioning. Let's take a look at this. Products may be positioned on specific attributes, micro cleaning system, strong adhesive, etc. Special benefits, cavity protection, fresh breath, reliability, or both together when appropriate. Attributes differentiate what product offers. Benefits differentiate why the product matters. Effective positioning is when, you know, it links your concrete features to meaningful consumer outcomes. Functional versus emotional benefits. Functional benefits are like practical outcomes. Save time, reduce risk, improve performance. Emotional benefits, for that matter, how the product makes you feel. Oh, relaxed, proud, reassured, confident. Most successful brands, they combine both, creating deeper loyalty and stronger brand relationship. Functional plus emotional benefit pairing is essential for climbing the benefit ladder and building long-term trust. Let's look at the benefits ladder. At the bottom, you have the product attributes. What are the defining features of your product or service? Then the product benefits. What functional benefits do these features provide? Then there's consumer benefits. What value does a consumer get from these benefits? Now, emotional benefits. How does the consumer ultimately feel about your brand? I think this is a very simple way and best way to understand the planning process for any product. You know, this could be the straight line communication in stages to talking to your consumer. Thank you. That was for this chapter.